People can contact a solicitor by phone. The solicitor will talk them through their instructions, explain the process, and will be able to draft a will for them and send it out to them in the post or electronically. The problem which people will face is how to execute the will. And what execute means is how it's signed and how it becomes enforceable. And the reason for that, Tony, as I'm sure you know, is that a will has to be executed in a particular way. And that particular way requires you to sign it in the presence of two independent witnesses. And of course, with social isolation, that can be tricky.
Can I just offer a suggestion to you, and you can tell me whether I'm talking rubbish? Let's suppose I open a window, having phoned my next door neighbour or whatever. I have got the will you've given me.
Yes.
They can see me sign it.
Yes.
Can I pass it to the window? They may be standing 6 feet back. 6 feet back.
Yes.
I walk away from the window and I'm on the inside of it. They sign it. Number one signs it. Number two signs it. And then they leave it perhaps outside or drop it back through the window as after I've moved back from it. Would that serve as an executed will?
Yes, it would, because it's, the test is whether it is in their presence, and that would be deemed to be in their presence. Another perhaps more distressing issue, which we know that people are sadly going to be in critical care. They are often going to be people who may have underlying health issues. They may be coming to the end of their natural lives anyway. It is important in those circumstances for their next of kin to know what their thoughts are in relation to having their lives supported when perhaps they're coming to the end of them anyway. The reason why that's important is because we know that our heroic NHS staff, the doctors who are caring for these people, are going to be having to make very difficult and tricky decisions. If people have a discussion with their loved ones in relation to what type of care they want, if it comes to the crunch at the very end, then that is going to help everyone. It's going to help the next of kin, who will be consulted with the medical people. It will help the medical people because it will inform their decision-making process. And ultimately, of course, it will help the person who is dying. And the reason why it will help the person who is dying, I am sure that many people will want to do the right thing for themselves, their family, and for the NHS.
Advice there from Rob Siddipin, a partner at Hopkins Solicitors.